Okay, so we're continuing Dr. Chaitna's recording on week number two. So this is part number two from week number two.
So we also did an affirmation like the first class. This time we just did a different one. And we said, I am loved, I am enough, I am strong. Because a lot of times what we do is we feel that we judge ourselves from another person's perspective. We want validation from somebody. We want appreciation from people. We want approval from people. And that's when we feel good about ourselves. So we know that's not going to happen with everybody around you. And it may never happen for some people. So it's good. You are blessed if you have people around you who are appreciative, who are complimentary. But then it may not happen. So that doesn't mean you're not all that. So sometimes you have to create these affirmations again to work with your subconscious, to reprogram it, to say that I am loved and you are loved. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be from that specific person or persons, but you know there is so much love around you. It's always inside and outside. Mm-hmm. So you say I'm loved. You give love to yourself. That is the first primary thing. We don't realize that we can actually love ourselves. So that's number one. Then I'm strong because I am in charge. I have the power, so I am strong. And then I am enough. That means you don't need anybody else to be doing all this for you. So that's why we created the three-liner affirmation. You can use it separately also, depending on what you need. And these affirmations can change day to day because of where your thought is, where your emotions are. So it's just kind of reaffirming to yourself that you are good, you are loved, you are a pure soul, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do it as a practice, as an intention for the day, the good way to do it is start out loud and then go into like grades of lowering your voice gradually and a whisper in your inside your mind, because this helps of course to do it in a particular time. And it's 5 minutes, let's say, and 5 minutes is long. You can do it for 15 minutes. You can do it as a meditation if your mind goes all over the place, because that'll help you concentrate or focus on the line or the sentence you created. So there's all these kinds of tools you can use. Sure. So the point is not to say, oh, I can't meditate, I'm not doing anything today. Mm-hmm. You're going to use all these tools you have and from different sides to get away from that thought habit or that what we've created. And in our body, in our mind, which is not feeling so good. And then what we did was, the topic was, was about coherence, which which is there in another recording.
Right, correct.
So that was that. So we got the affirmation. And then again, the work is important. So we want to really do that, set a practice. That is hugely important. Whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, whatever you want to do, you set it up in the morning, but then through the day, the alarm, this reminder, the bell, whatever you want to use, and or the app which they have on a hard mat, just use that for yourself and use these tools through the day. These are all important forever, actually, if you really look at it. Because what is the goal ultimately? You're feeling good. When I say feeling good, be in a good zone, because that has a lot of, consequences to it, meaning good outcomes from that. And that is, it reflects in your performance in your work. It reflects your performance or your nature and how you behave towards your family, towards your friends, and everywhere. So it creates good relationships. It affects other people in your family. If you have a husband or a wife or children, they would benefit from your change because they absorb your good energy. They absorb your vibrations. So the kids grow up in a good environment when they're young instead of going through a stressed environment or a negative vibration environment. And so that will improve their future. Your friends are going to benefit from this. Your work, your colleagues are going to benefit from this. Even people around you in your supermarket where you're shopping are going to benefit from this. So you're really actually helping and doing a great service for others. So the biggest thing, actually, there was a great quote I learned from one of these, gurus. His name is Matt Kahn, and it's his motto. He has, like, shirts on it and everything. It's basically saying that your happiness is a service to others. And that's huge if you really think about it, and that's what it means. That means me being happy, me being in coherence, me being in alignment, attuned, whatever, there's so many words you can use, is a huge service to all others.
Definitely.
And even your animals are going to love it when you are in good vibration, because they absorb all your energies. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of times when you see animals get sick, because they absorb all your negative energies, and they don't know what else to do with it. So that's the benefit of this whole point in this, trying to change your internal state.
Very good. Is that it? Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Chaitanya.